about putting a long wing streak together. Sometimes your top relievers aren't available. Is that kind of
basically? I mean, those guys can't pitch every day. So, those guys have done the job for us at times. Today was a tough one, you know, the eighth and the ninth. But, that's what you got, you know. So, thought Bryce did a hell of a job again. He's really throwing the ball well. Again, put us in position. I mean, left with the lead. Kinley came in and did what he's been doing all year. He gave us a chance. But, eighth and ninth, got away from us.
But that's the way you got to go. I mean, a game like last night, you got to attack it. And when it's in sight to win, you got to do that.
100%. Right? You know, if our guys are available, we're going to go after it. You play for 7 months. There's going to be times where those guys need to take a day or two. You need a reset. You know, that's where we were today. Three of our guys were down for sure. You take your best shot and see what happens. But we're still in position to win that game late in the game. Just couldn't finish it.
What are your thoughts on this road trip? A lot of tough teams, a lot of
yeah, players. No. You know, we go to Colorado, tough place to play. We got Seattle, Dodgers. I mean, we can say this really about every trip. You know, it seems that way. When you're getting ready to go on the road, it's like, man, this is going to be a challenge. But it's the big leagues. So there's challenges to, you know, virtually every part of the schedule, you know. So, but again, another good test for us. I like where we're at. Our bullpen is obviously ever-changing, those guys are going to need another reset. Like you said, Bo, I mean, when you're winning a lot of games, there's a price to pay, right? There's a price to pay with those guys. They're going to need a reset for at least a day and sometimes a couple days. They're not going to make it to the finish line. So, we'll head to Colorado and try to keep this train rolling.
Just to think about what Elder's done here at this start, yeah. You know, the end of September, or the September, and then this first month, is this just kind of, as it goes longer, is it just proof he can be an asset for many years to come?
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, it's been a while now, right? You talk about the last 4 or 5 weeks of 25 and the run that he's on now. It's real, you know, and we've talked about Bryce before. He's been really good. He's been an all-star in this league. You know, it's been a matter of the consistency, and the consistency is there. I mean, he's putting together start after start after start. I mean, he's giving us a chance to win every time out.
Well, as we end April here, how happy are you with just the well-roundedness of the club, that you guys are pretty much good in every area and you're able to win these games in different ways?
Yeah, and that's what it takes to be where we're at right now with our record the way it is. You have to play well in all facets, and I think we have. You know, we've had a game here or there, you know, there hasn't been any of the prolonged stretches of bad play. You know, it's even if we have a tough game, we don't play well, the next day we turn around and play really well, and we do that for a while, and that's the way it's gone. But it's been all areas. It's, you know, it's the pitching, it's the defense, the offense has been good. So it's been a nice first month for sure.
Do you anticipate it'd be a little while so Michael can play every day?
Yeah, Michael's still nursing that quad. So we wanted to stay away from him today. You may see him DH in here on this road trip quite a bit. Just like we said the last few days, when he DH'd a few times, easier to control the effort level on the offensive side. The defensive side, like you saw him last night running down balls in the gap, you know, it's you're really rolling the dice there. So, and even today, you know, I had a choice in the ninth. If we were going to use him to hit him first or third, it could have hit him for, you know, in that third spot. But it could have been a tying run if he hit third, and we don't want him running. So that's why I chose to lead him off in that ninth. So, that run wasn't as important it wasn't going to be a tying run for sure. So anyway, we're going to – you're going to see him DH some in the coming days, yeah.
How about Sean Murphy? Will he be back tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. Okay. Not tomorrow, no. I think we're probably looking at Seattle for Murph. Yeah.
Anything you can do for Austin to help him out through this?
Yeah, you know, Austin's fighting through it, man. He's going through it right now. Everybody does in this league. But he's doing all the right things. He's working. We know what a pro he is, and he's going to figure it out. You know, it wasn't too long ago. I think he had 3 homers in 2 days. I mean, that's not too far in the rearview mirror. You know, when we were in Philly, I believe. So he's going to get there. It's been tough sledding for him right now.
Is there a world where you might make the decision that it's better for Michael to be on having an IL stint?
We had those conversations today. We talked about that. If it were to get any worse, obviously that's what we would do. But it's been holding steady, you know. And the bat is so good right now that we're gonna try to, you know, reap the benefits there. But of course, there's a tipping point, you know. And so we're gonna be communicating with Michael every day. And that thing starts to take a turn for the worse, obviously we'll do that. But it feels good enough to go out there and take at bats right now. All right.
Thank you.